Well, it's about 6:37. Good morning from the Allstate Showcase Studio, where it is kind of cold, so dress warm. Make sure your dog is dressed warm. I doubt that's a problem in New York City, and we're going to get right to it. Oh, by the way, before we do, I do want to say one thing, and that is we have a veterinarian, Dr. David Gonski, who will be on the show in just, I don't know, about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and he will answer your questions. And in general, that's what we're always here to do. Our telephone number right here on WGN is what? 312-981-7200. You could text us 24-720 as well. And yes, Mr. David Fry, I'll tell you, he has announced so many dog shows. If there is a dog show on television, the Westminster Dog Show, the National Dog Show presented by Purina coming up, he is the guy announcing it. For how many years now, Dave, have you been doing this? Dave?
I'm here.
There you are.
I went away for a second. I was sitting here waiting to all fired up, had a smart comment for you. I was ready to go.
All right, let's do that again. He has announced so many dog shows, I believe he is part dog. Here's David Fry.
Good morning.
Good morning.
After listening to your weather report, I had to run out and get a sweater on here in my living room.
How is it in New York where you're at?
It's 24 degrees, actually. Mm-hmm. We've got a little cold snap going through here, but that's probably spring in Chicago.
That just about is. So the National Dog Show features about how many individual dogs? As I said, that is on Thanksgiving after the Macy Thanksgiving Day Parade.
We've got about 1,700 or so dogs, and,
wow,
and most of the 190 different breeds and varieties that are eligible to participate. So we got, as I say, it sounds trite, but we really do have something for everybody.
Now, when the dogs are judged, you know, the part we see on TV are sort of, it would be like the finals if we were talking about the NBA playoffs, you know, or the NFL. It's almost like the Super Bowl event. It's when those who have gotten to that point finally get to that point. But let's talk about all of what we don't see on TV first. How do they get to the point where they're on television?
Well, you get to see them for 2 minutes, but there's been a day long of activities, and of course a lot of these people are preparing their whole lives for their moments in front of the judge. But it's like in an advancing bracket in sports. First, the dogs compete at the breed level against other dogs of their same breed. So if I'm showing my Brittany, I'm in the ring with other Brittanys, and the judge is going to pick up and make a few different picks for different awards. But the best of breed dog, the grand winner for at the breed level, advances into its group. There's seven different groups. The Brittany, if it goes best of breed, it'll advance into the sporting group where it competes against the best of breed winners in Labradors, in Irish Setters, in Cockers, so that you've got this great variety of dogs in the group that you see on television. It's seven different groups. They have seven different group winners continuing that bracket, advancing in the bracket. Whoever wins the group advances into best in show. So you have seven group winners in the finals for best in show, and one of them gets best in show.
So how many dogs did you say are in the event?
We're starting with around 1,700 dogs.
So for 1,700 dogs, the first thing that happens is you compete against all the wire fox terriers or all the Brittanys, as you mentioned, or all the golden retrievers. Then if you are named the best of that breed, each of the breeds belongs to one of seven groups. Then you compete against all the other members of that group. So if it is a terrier, then you compete against all the other terriers. If it happens to be in the herding group, like a border collie, Australian Shepherd, then you're competing against all the members of that herding group. And then there are seven dogs chosen. That's it. From all those dogs, just seven. One representing each group. And one of those sevens, David Fry, will name best in show. Well, that's not quite how it happens, is it?
No. They get there without much help from me. I'm just there to tell you about it. But the interesting thing is that they may compete against more dogs in their own breed than they do at the group level. You know, some of the groups have, a couple of the groups have 31 different breeds in them, but there might be 40 dogs in your breed ring. There might only be three dogs in your breed ring, too. So, you know, you may have to work harder than some of the other dogs to get into your group.
So I have two questions for you, Dave. You have this question number one. You've been announcing dog shows for 7,821 years. You have announced dozens of dog shows. Give me one example from Westminster, from the National Dog Show, from any other dog show that you have broadcast of something unusual, unexpected, odd, peculiar that happened.
Well, you know, the thing about it is this is a dog show, and these are real dogs and real people, and people think that, wow, these dogs are going to do something odd and unusual, but anybody who has a dog has probably participated in something that one of these dogs will do. Whether, you know, when they're living at home with us, they don't just sit on doggy cushions eating doggy bonbons all week long. They're real members of the family. So when they get in the ring, they're going to do that too. I think that's what's fun about it. These dogs will stick their heads over the edge of the ring and interact with people, or they'll do something in the ring that gets people cheering for them and thinking, wow, that's cute. I'm going to root for this dog. But, you know, there's not really anything that's unusual. If you're a dog person, you'll get to see things that are fun and entertaining. But if you have a dog, that happens to you every day.
I guess. I was looking for something a bit more dramatic.
Yeah, well,
but...
you know, I've learned how to dance now. I'm working with John O'Hurley from Dancing with the Stars. So
and John,
I can dance around any question.
And John will be broadcasting with you on Thanksgiving Day. I have one little tiny question, Dave. It's not expecting a whole lot. You probably know what that question is.
Go ahead.
Who's going to win?
You know, we've got some of the top dogs in the country there. There's a lot of dogs out of the top 10 all-breed dogs. And you're going to see some of those great dogs in the final lineup. But you're also going to see a lot of dogs that are having special moments at this dog show. Their first, maybe it's their first big win, or maybe it's something that's finally the light has gone on for them. You always want your dog to have their divine moment of inspiration when they're standing there for their 2 minutes in front of the judge. But anything can happen. Every day is a new day in the dog show world. And
Dave, you're not at all answering. Give me the name of one dog who you think might win, and then we have to go.
The tape show.
It's live.
I already know.
You already know because the show is taped. All right, well, that would be a good point. No wonder why he's dancing so much. David Fry, America's...
It's a great finish. Everybody will love the finale.
Yeah, well, okay. Will we be surprised?
Sure. We're always surprised because we're always rooting for our own dog, and it's a surprise when somebody beats our dog that we all know is the very best dog. It's the one that's sitting on the couch next to you at home anyway.
That would be true. David Fry, John O'Hurley, broadcasting the National Dog Show, presented by Purina. It's on after the Macy Thanksgiving Day Parade, and that doesn't matter as to what time zone you're in. Thank you very much, Dave.
There ain't no road just like it. Anywhere I found the running sound with Steve Dale, getting into town, just slipping on by with Steve Dale, Friday Night Trouble Bound.
So who sang that song? There's a reason why I asked. I'll tell you what that reason is. One of the performers in that song will be on this afternoon with me and Bill Mahler at about 2:35 or so. Who sang that song? Do you remember? If you know the answer to that, here's our telephone number, 312-981-7200. And we will send you, this is amazing, a gift packet from Barker and Miowski, redeemable in the store or at barkerandmiowski.com. $25 package for you. All you have to do is call and tell me who sang that tune. Phone number, of course, is 312-981-7200. On the telephone right now is Dr. David Gonski, and we are here to answer your pet questions, Dr. Gonski. Let's do that. Oops, I hope you're still there. Dr. Gonski? Hello? Uh-oh. Hello? Well, now no one's there. We're having funky phone line problems today. Louise?
I'm here.
You're here. Good morning. Yep. We've apparently lost Dr. Gonski.
Oh, no.
I know. That's a dramatic problem, isn't it?
It is.
And I don't want to
do a quick recall, huh?
And I don't want... Well, my producer, Joe, will get Dr. Gonski on the phone. I don't quite know how that happened. So hang in there, okay?
You got it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Penny, by the way, won. Penny knew the answer. Aliota, Haynes, and Jeremiah. I think that was about 1970, maybe 1971. Saying Lakeshore Drive. Well, it turns out that Skip Haines of Alyota, Haines, and Jeremiah. You remember that song, Louise?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the iconic Chicago song.
Absolutely.
It really is. So Skip is helping with urban wildlife where he lives out in Los Angeles. And we're going to talk about that with Bill Mahler. Let me try this again. Whoops. Well, he's there, but we're having issues with our telephones, apparently. Okay, there we go. Hello, Dr. Gonski.
Hi, Steve. Good morning. How are you?
Sweating, but that's okay, just because of time here more than anything else. So let's get right to it. We opened up our phone lines to ask you questions as kind of where we dropped the ball or dropped you or something.
So, I think I pressed the wrong button.
That's okay. Louise is here to ask you a question. She's up first. Louise, go for it. Dr. Gonski's on the phone.
Good morning, Dr. Gonski. My question is, if I have two older dogs, one is a Golden Retriever mix and the other is a German Shepherd. Both have been diagnosed with degenerative myelopathy, which I understand there's no cure for, but my big question is what can I do to help them to be most happy and comfortable as we progress through this disease?
Okay. There's a lot. This is a tough disease. For those of you who aren't aware, it's a degeneration of the spinal cord, and the signal can't get through for the dog to walk appropriately. So this is what I call an escalator disease in my practice, in that we step in and do more and more as the dog progresses. And I'm sorry to hear you've got two of them, but that actually could make things better because they can play with each other. Basically,
Dr. Gonski, yes. I just want to jump in there. Is this because this disease has been called sort of MS in dogs? Is it somewhat mm-hmm. similar?
It is actually. I think basically, molecularly, what's happening with this is that the white matter of the spinal cord is degenerating, and so the signal is not getting through to the back legs. And this is similar. It's actually a model for human ALS, I believe.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So what can be done is basically you do need to be in close contact with your veterinarian, because I'm sure you've been through this, Louise, and I'm so sorry for that. You first noticed that one of your dogs was probably just a little wobbly or dragging its foot, and then it progressed.
The first one has actually had it for a little over a year, and she's still dealing very well, and I'm so blessed. Good. She's 15 and a half years old, so
that's great.
I'm lucky with that to start with. And my shepherd, who's 10, his only symptom that I've seen, and he limps occasionally on his right rear leg, so that's his only symptom so far.
Well, that's wonderful. That's yeah. wonderful. And you may never get to the point that you need kind of the ultimate treatment, what I consider the ultimate, which is actually a cart for dogs. So I'm going to go quickly because I know, Steve, we don't have a lot of time. But basically, first you need to make sure that there's nothing else going on, because there are things in older dogs that can mimic this disease. And assuming it is the degenerative myelopathy, the best thing that you can do medically is actually exercise for your dogs. Walking and actually swimming, if possible, can do fantastic things. It is just like in people, keeping the muscles strong. And as this disease progresses and the muscles do deteriorate further, oftentimes I'll speak with my clients about carts, wheelchairs for your dog. Mm-hmm. And I can think of a couple of cases of mine, one of them being Sophie, who wound up being a 16-year-old Weimaraner, which is a wonderful age. She lived in a cart for 2 or 3 years. She was, they called her the mayor of her block, and she swam. She swam with one of those floaties that people use when they go to the pool. She swam in Lake Michigan, and she had a great quality and lived a good life. So I think you just stay in touch with your veterinarian, and as things progress, you can talk about supplements and dietary things and harnesses to help you pick your pets up and get them moving. But at the end, I think a wheelchair does a great job to maintain quality of life in these dogs who have trouble with mobility.
But at some point, with some of these dogs, you just kind of, at some point, realistically, need to make the decision, and that, again, is a conversation. When you get there, not now, Louise, need to have with your veterinarian, but that's just the reality to what's going on here and why this disease is, in fact, used as a model for Lou Gehrig's, which is interesting. I just saw a lecture on that myself, actually. Mm-hmm. We are incredibly out of time. We had many more phone calls there. Louise, thank you so much.
Thank you both. I really appreciate your input. Take care.
And Dr. Gonski, it's always good to talk to you. I am so sorry we're out of time.
I'm sorry. I lost you in the beginning there, Steve.
That's okay. I've been lost for years. You'll come back some other time. Thank you, Dr. Gonski.
Take care, Steve.
All right. Bye-bye.